the preparing the students and not the lecturers, the students?
I think both. So do you think there is a change mindset for students as well, or kind of preparation for them?
Yeah. But you know what, students are kind of willing to accept what the lecturer wants. So if you tell them, okay, this is how this module is going to work, and the only thing is you need to be upfront. So when they register and they get into your class online, they get into your class, the first thing you must kind of give them, what I do is I give them a schedule and say, over the next 30 weeks, this is what's going to happen. So for week one, this is what we're doing. And these are your assessments. This is what it will count, the marks. And week two is this. Week three is this. You can change it. You can say week 1 to 5, we'll do this. Week 6 to 10, we'll do this. You know, those kind of things. You can, whatever. But be upfront. Mm-hmm. Put the rubrics where they can see the rubrics. Put the assessments where they can see the assessments. So if you have lesson plans, put all the assessments in the lesson plan so they can see what is expected of them. A schedule upfront works. And students kind of will accept what you ask them. If they don't know what I do, and I think that is an institutional requirement, actually is, and I've seen other universities do this very successfully, but not in Africa, where you will say, okay, these are the tools available to every academic. So, say, discussion, the lessons tool, things like that. So, for a student, the moment they click for the first time on that tool, like the discussions, to go and take part in the discussion or even just go and have a look, there's a little tutorial that tells them, this is how discussions work. And then that little tutorial is also in a help file. So later, if they can't remember what they were supposed to do, they can go to the help file. That doesn't exist at UNISA, which is a pity because it really helps. So that's what I do. So I give students that, and I will say, this is how we're going to do it. You will have to do a discussion in week one. And then I will give them directions on how to use the discussions. Then when we get to, say, week 5, they will have to do a blog. And then I will tell them where to find the blog, how to use the blog, how it works. And I will give them a little tutorial. And that will be available. I usually put it in announcements. But I put it in a folder, additional resources, so they can always go back. But that should kind of be institutional. So if a student comes in for the first time and they click on the first time, that will tell them. If they forgot how to do it, they can always go back. It shouldn't be necessary to put it in every course for every lecturer. But lecturers don't know how to use the tools. So for that, CPD training, what is CPD again?
Continuing professional developing.
There you go. Sorry. CPD training is important. And unfortunately, what is happening at UNISA, things are changing so fast that CPD is out of their depth. And they often don't, they will call me and say, oh, gee, how do we train people on continuous assessment? You know, that's a problem. And I think at a lot of African institutions, that's the same. There are academics that are running with the whole online idea and is using found ways to effectively stop students from cheating and things like that, where the CPD guys don't know and they're supposed to do the training.